Thank you, Kenny. 821, 64 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome into the studio from the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce, Carla Thurman. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Carla.
And how are you?
Good. And Joanna Allman.
Good morning. How are you doing?
You'll want that microphone right in front of you. There you go. Thank you. Doing great. Loving this fall feeling weather.
Oh, it feels so good outside.
I hate what's happening, you know, with the hurricane, of course, but we're going to just look forward to great weather and lots of great events that the Chamber has coming up. Tell us all about it.
Yes, we actually want to talk about our Jubilee Festival that's coming up October 15th and 16th. This will be our 34th annual Jubilee Festival. Again, it's October 15th and 16th, so next month. But we're looking forward to great weather, a little cooler temps. It will be in Lott Park in downtown Daphne. It's Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, 10 to 4 p.m. And this year, we have a record-breaking number of artists. So we are going to be welcoming over 140 different artists.
Whoa.
To this Jubilee Festival. I think, and Carla may know, I think we have about 8 food trucks.
Yes, there's 8 food vendors there. We're going to have an open market. There's going to be a kids' art park, things for children to do. And there's also an entertainment stage that will be full of entertainment.
I love this festival. I can remember back when my kids were little and we went to the art park.
Yes, yes. I remember going as a child too. And this festival is completely free. So we get that question a lot. It is free entry. Kids art market is free. The entertainment stage is free to watch the entertainment. We'll have demonstrations going on. So, you know, get ready to, we have a lot of awesome artists coming. And actually, we just updated our website, thejubileefestival.com. You can actually go to our virtual shop on the website and see all artists that are coming. So you can kind of look at what kind of art they have, see where they're located. We have artists from all over the region coming.
You know, back in the day, the festival was along Main Street in Daphne. And when it moved to Lott Park, in part due to COVID, everyone was like, what? But it really, it's worked out to be much better, hasn't it?
Oh, goodness. Yes. And I'll let Carla, she can kind of, do you want to talk about our move and how, I mean, we have had so many people tell us that they love the move. We're more spread out. It lets the breeze through. We have the oak trees.
Yes, and then there's a set of bathrooms there that can be used. There's an open field for open play. It's just, it's better for the children to, where they're playing. They're not in one area, so it's good.
Yes,
it's really good.
So too. So a very nice website. I just pulled it up. Jubileefestival.com. You can click to see about all of the artists.
Yes, you can see our poster artist, Patty Johnson.
Oh, these
that is
oysters,
her artwork.
Right?
Yes, and those print is actually for sale right now in the chamber's office. But you should, if there are any left, you should be able to get them at the festival. But like I said, once they're gone, they're gone. So I believe they're $20 a print, and they are available right now. They're signed and numbered prints. So once they're gone, they're gone.
And if you can't look online to see them, it's three oyster shells.
Yes.
Artistically placed and painted.
Yes.
Looking very, very coastal.
Yes, kind of blues and cool colors in the picture, matches a lot of different things. So we've had a lot of great feedback on the artwork this year. Everybody loves it.
Tell us about the entertainment. What can we expect?
So you can expect different entertainment starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday. So our entertainment, again, is 10 to 5 and then 10 to 4 on Sunday. So different artists, local artists that are coming to perform. We have dance crews. We have, I believe, a few different ones, our opening ceremony. Oh, we have the Singers Exceptional. So if y'all haven't seen these singers, they are from the Exceptional Foundation. It is a singing group that they put together, and they've actually been going around to different events performing. We have the Eastern Shore Youth Ballet, the Daphne High School Dance Team, and just so many more. Susan's Dance Academy, Dylan Atwood. the studio. So I could go on and on. So and the whole entertainment schedule is again on our website, thejubileefestival.com.
Yeah, some folks might want to plan the time of their trip based on what's going on there. Tell us, what is the Jubilee Market, Carla?
So the Jubilee Market, it's actually something new that's started at the festival, and it's local goodies that are made that we have guests selling.
Yeah, so
You know, like breads and jams
and honeys,
things like that.
Spices, all types of things. We actually, I believe, a dog treat is coming back. They've been pretty popular, too. They make dog treats.
Okay. But, I see the kids are going to have pumpkin painting. Fish prints. That was our
fish
favorite.
Fish prints are back.
I was telling you, I remember taking my kids when they were little. I will never forget that flounder print. I probably still have it somewhere.
I have mine, too, from my kids being little. So a couple, again, these are all free activities for the kids. New ones this year, we added two more stations to our kids' art section, is face paint and jewelry making.
Oh, fun.
So those are going to be really good. We also have freeform art, pumpkin painting, fish prints, and wooden block sculptures.
That's awesome. So they get to make it and take it home.
Yes.
And it's free.
Oh, yeah. And it's all free. Yes. So they will take these home day of. If it's paint, we usually let it dry a little bit. And then when you're done walking around the festival, you can come back and pick it up. So it's a really great area. My kids love it.
Yeah. Now that we've piqued everyone's interest and you're wondering, what are y'all talking about? They tuned in late. It's the Jubilee Festival of Arts, October 15th and 16th in Daphne at Lot Park. Yes. What else do we need to know about the festival or anything else going on with the Chamber?
Well, the festival, again, it's a free festival, so come on out. It'll be Saturday and Sunday. We are going to have over 140 artists from all over the region coming and selling their artwork. It's gorgeous. You know, it moved to October, so it used to be in September every year, but we made the move to October. So get October 15th and 16th in your mind. It's going to be a good weekend.
A little bit cooler, too. That's better.
Yes, cooler weather, and just everybody's ready for fall, and so it'll be a great time.
We've got business after hours next week. Always the first Thursday.
Always the first Thursday. This one's going to be at Aviso on Section Street in Fairhope. This starts at 5, goes to 7, but it is a drop-in, come when you want, leave when you want type event. This is a great free networking event for our members and non-members. So if you are a member of the Chamber or not a member of the Chamber, come on by and meet some great folks at Business After Hours. It's always a great event. Another good one that we're bringing back is Bourbon and Cigars. This is at Downtown Cigars on Main Street in Daphne. It begins around 4 and they go to about 6, but I've heard they stay later. So again, this is kind of just come as you are on Friday afternoon, Downtown Cigars, and hang out. That's a great networking opportunity, too, at a great local business. And then our young professionals have started something a little differently. They are having coffee socials. So our next one is going to be PJ's Coffee on Friday, October 14th. It starts at 8:30, goes to about 9:30. This is a very casual drop-in networking opportunity. So you just, grab your cup of coffee and start talking to folks.
And that's in Spanish Fort.
Yes, PJ's in Spanish Fort.
And then the morning marketing meeting.
Yes, the morning marketing meeting is always great. That one's going to be Thursday, October 20th. That one starts at 8:15 and ends at 9. It's going to be at the Daphne Senior Center. Located in Daphne, but that's a great one. We usually have about 30 to 40 people come in. It's kind of a roundtable style marketing session. You get to stand up, you get about a minute to talk about your business, and then of course networking before the event and after. So you will always leave morning marketing meeting a new client, a new customer, someone that is a great way to network your business.
I used to enjoy that a lot. I keep threatening to take that morning off of the air just so I can start attending it again.
You should.
All right, ladies. Well, thank you. As always, the Eastern Shore Chamber has lots going on, and You can find them in many places.
Yes.
Facebook, website.
Instagram, website. Our website, though, houses all this information. So it is eschamber.com. And you'll find our upcoming events, Jubilee Festival information, all types of things.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much. Carla Thurman, welcome. Are you a bit new to the chamber?
Well, I'm actually co-chair for the festival this year.
Okay.
So I'm involved with the chamber, but I'm not employed by the chamber.
Oh, so you're a volunteer or a chamber member helping put this on. Well, how lovely of you, because really it takes a lot of volunteerism.
Oh, it does. A lot of teamwork.
Well, thank you for your time and everyone that volunteers to help, to help the chamber be successful.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you, Miss Joanna Almond, as well. The Eastern Shore Chamber joins us the fourth Wednesday of each month at 8:20 on Community Contact. If you missed this, or you missed part of it, or you want to tell a friend about it, you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com.